Four of the biggest companies on Earth report this week. They will be judged on one number. This is the busiest week of earnings season. Microsoft, Meta, Apple, and Amazon all report. The Federal Reserve decides on interest rates, and two major inflation and growth readings land. After Alphabet reported a record profit last week and its stock fell anyway, the market has made clear what it is grading. Here is the one question every report faces. The simple version. Four of the five largest technology companies report earnings this week. Microsoft and Meta on Wednesday, Apple and Amazon on Thursday, all after the market closes. On the same Wednesday, the Federal Reserve announces its interest rate decision, and on Thursday, two major inflation and growth readings land. Last week, the fifth of those giants, Alphabet, reported the largest profit in its history, and its stock fell anyway. That reaction set the tone for this week, because it told everyone what the market is grading right now. It is not revenue, and it is not even profit. It is whether the enormous spending on artificial intelligence is starting to pay off. The numbers. Microsoft and Meta report after the close on Wednesday, July 29. Apple and Amazon report after the close on Thursday, July 30. Company investor relations calendars. The Federal Reserve announces its rate decision on Wednesday, July 29, at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern, with a cut off the table and the debate between holding and a quarter point increase Federal Reserve. See our separate Fed preview. Second quarter gross domestic product and the personal consumption expenditures price index, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, are released Thursday, Bureau of Economic Analysis. Visa and other large non-technology companies also report during the week company calendars. S&P 500 second quarter earnings were tracking 26.5% higher than a year earlier, with more than 80 companies reported, according to LSEG-IBS data. LSEG-IBS. The S&P 500 is up about 8.3% in 2026 and sits about 2.6% below its record close of June 2 price data. Last week, the S&P 500 fell 0.6% and the NASDAQ fell 2.1%. A second straight weekly decline for both and the longest such streak since late March. The Dow fell 0.4%, a third straight losing week price data. Alphabet reported record profit last week, and its stock fell as much as 7% intraday before closing down about 6%, partly on free cash flow of negative $5.9 billion Alphabet Form 8K, our prior coverage. Why record profits are getting punished? For most of the last 2 years, big earnings and big AI spending announcements pushed these stocks up together. Something changed with Alphabet last week. The profit was a record, the cloud business grew fast, and the stock still dropped because investors looked past the headline to the cash. The issue is the collision between two facts. These companies are earning enormous profits, and they are spending those profits and then some on data centers, chips, and power for AI. When the spending grows faster than the payoff arrives, free cash flow, the money left after building, shrinks or turns negative, as Alphabet's did. A profit number can look excellent while the cash position quietly deteriorates. So the market has shifted what it rewards. A beat on revenue or profit is now the price of admission rather than a win. The reports that move stocks this week will be the ones that show either that the AI spending is producing revenue fast enough to justify it, or that it is not. That is a genuinely unusual setup. It is rare for the market to enter a week of strong expected earnings, with second quarter profits tracking 26.5% above a year ago, already nervous. But that growth is expected, which means it is already reflected in prices, and the anxiety is about a different number entirely. What to actually watch in each report? You do not need to be an investor to read these reports usefully. Three numbers tell the story, and they are the same three for every one of the four companies. Capital spending, how much each company plans to spend this year, and whether it raised the number again. Higher spending is what unsettled the market with Alphabet. Free cash flow, the money left after that spending. If it is shrinking or negative at a company earning tens of billions in profit, that is the tension the market is pricing. Cloud and AI revenue growth. The receipt for the spending. Fast growth here is the argument that the build-out is meeting real demand rather than betting on it. The revenue headline will lead every news story and matter least. The three numbers above, buried deeper in each report, are the ones the market has decided to trade on this week. The real cost lends on a week you are already invested in. If you hold a stock index fund in a retirement account, this is the most consequential week on your calendar that you did not put there. These four companies, plus Alphabet, are among the very largest holdings in the S&P 500, so a broad index fund rises and falls meaningfully with how their reports land. A week with four of these reports, plus a Federal Reserve decision, concentrates more market-moving events into a few days than almost any other week of the year. None of that is a reason to trade around it, and trying to is how ordinary investors usually lose to their own index. It is a reason to expect movement and to understand its source. If your balance swings this week, this is why, and the swing is about spending and cash flow, not about anything you did. The calm version of this week is knowing in advance that it is loud, and knowing that the noise is four companies answering one question about whether their spending pays. Watching the answer is useful. Reacting to it, for most people, is not. Alphabet reported a record profit, and its stock fell anyway. That is the whole week in one fact. The market stopped grading profit and started grading spending. What this means? Read this week's reports for the spending and the cash, not the headline. A company can beat and fall or miss and rise, depending entirely on what it says about capital spending and how fast its AI revenue is growing. That is the lens the market is using, and it is the one that will explain the moves. Whatever happens, the durable lesson is that markets trade on the gap between results and expectations. Right now, expectations for profit are high, and expectations for spending discipline are the live question. When everyone already expects strong earnings are not news. The spending is. What this is not a prediction of any company's results, any stock's reaction, or the Federal Reserve's decision. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold any of these companies, any index fund, or any security, and it is not a recommendation to trade around earnings or the Fed meeting. The earnings growth and performance figures are as reported by the named sources and change as more companies report. Expected report dates can shift. This is not investment advice of any. Sources: Alphabet Inc., Form 8K, Q2 2026, SEC Edgar. https://www.secgov/edgar/data/0001652044/0001652044266/gujixhibit991q22026 htm LSEG IBES S&P 500 earnings dashboard https://lipperalphaaffinitive.com/ Federal Reserve FOMC calendar https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarypolicy/fomcalendars/htm U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis release schedule https://www.bgov/